League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
As everybody knows, the Houston Dynamo off and running in 2023 here. Saturday, they will be at FC Cincinnati to kick off their season. One of the big off-season signings, there is no doubt, is the 26-year-old Brazilian Artur, and he joins us now. Artur, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Glenn. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I want people to get to know you a little bit, and obviously you are Brazilian, which soccer fans love. You played your youth at places like Bahia and Sao Paulo. Just maybe enlighten them about growing up in the country that is Brazil when it comes to football.
Yeah, for sure. Like football was a part of my life always. My whole family was interested. My oldest brother is a professional soccer player in Brazil. So I played soccer every day. I started the academy in Bahia, and then I moved to São Paulo, where I played the U20s and then did my professional debut. And in Brazil, it's all about football, soccer. It's like every day, like 30 days a month, every day of the week.
We're talking to Artur, Dynamo midfielder ahead of the FC Cincinnati opener this weekend, one of the big off-season signings for the Houston Dynamo. To put on the shirt of Sao Paulo, what did that mean to you as a young man?
It was a moment of pride. I felt really happy. It was a big achievement for me at Sao Paulo. It's, if not the biggest club in Brazil, in South America. And to me, I was very happy. I worked really hard to get there. And to get that moment playing a professional game, my debut, wearing that jersey was a really happy and proud moment for me and my family.
Artur, how did it come about that you would come to Major League Soccer?
It got to a point where in São Paulo, it's very competitive. There is a lot of very good players. And I was young, 19, 20 years old. And the Columbus Crew was doing preseason in São Paulo. And I think they talked to each other, and I got to train with the crew and get to know how they played a little bit and get to know a little bit about the league. And since I was young, I want to try something new to gain experience and play minutes. So I decided to come on loan to the MLS for 1 year. But I guess it took longer than that. And in the end of the loan, they buy out my loan and they stayed in the MLS until now.
And then you win the MLS Cup in Columbus. Now here in Houston, we're talking to Dynamo midfielder Artur. So now you got a nice combination. The midfield looks good with you, Hector Herrera, Coco Carrasquilla. I'm sure it's a work in progress, but boy, that's a lot of experience and a lot of skill and talent up the middle of the field. Tell us about how you feel about playing in and around those two players in Coco and Hector.
Oh, yeah, I think you got it. I feel very confident now. We had to adjust a little bit and get to know a little bit about each other in the beginning of preseason and everything. Of course, it's a little bit different, but it came really quick. The playing came quick. I think the last games of preseason, we really got it and we played well. And I think it's a very good mix of different characteristics. We have different qualities. I can say that we complete each other a little bit. And I think I'm very happy playing with them. And I think we will only improve from now on.
It's always interesting, the little subtleties and the small things that you have to learn about players that you're going to play next to so that you guys come together. And you said we're getting to know each other better. Talk a little bit about some of those different things that you have to pick up. You know, maybe it's you know, where a guy wants the ball presented to him on occasion, or what would some of those things be?
I would say like the capacity that Poco has to turn and like drive and dribble the ball, it's very good. So getting to know that a little bit more now, I can just trust to play him in a tight space or in a space that he's like 50-50 with a guy, and I know he's going to win, he's going to pass, dribbling the ball or just going to hold it. And I think these things, like, you start to get to know that and makes easier and like to build up and like to get out of tough situations. And with Hector as well, like he likes the ball on his feet and likes to combine. And I like that as well. So like getting to play with each other and like those things start to come automatically, but you need games to do that. And I think we got it a little bit and we can improve more on that. But just those little different styles of play that we start to adapt even more now.
Very exciting player for Dynamo fans to watch is Artur. I really appreciate Artur joining us tonight on the show. You are going to get a lot of the ball in a very dangerous place in the field, and that you have to connect and link, like you said, and make sure that your range of passing is connecting with people. How important is the ability for a player like you who gets pressure from all angles, and Hector and Coco for that matter as well, to be able to get out of tough situations and pressure on your own with the ball at your feet?
Yeah, it's a really difficult role to play. I think most of the games that we play well, I think the guy in my position is playing well and dictating the game. So I gotta be paying attention all the time. Even when I don't have the ball, I gotta see where the space is, where there's more players, or where we have less pressure. So it's paying attention 90 minutes when I don't have the ball. So when I get it, I know where to play and I know where the pressure is coming from. And of course, I gotta be like well prepared as well to have a good technique and to complete the pass and choose the best option where to play. But I think also I gotta be ready for when we don't complete it or when we lose the ball, something that our defense is well protected, so we don't concede silly goals.
Artur joining us here tonight. Again, the Dynamo open up the 2023 MLS season in Cincinnati. Artur, the modern game now leaves players like yourself and defenders in a lot of maybe open field one-on-one situations when you're committing players forward. Have you seen that kind of change in the last couple of years where a lot of times you might be a little bit more isolated to have to defend somebody one-on-one?
Yeah. I think I've seen for all my years here that the game has changing. I think every year there is an improvement and things to adapt. And even more with the quality, and not just from players, but as well from the coaches, that the pressing is better and like the spaces are tighter. But whenever you get out of the pressure or something, there is, it could be a lot of space on the back and that you got to defend one-on-one or even less numbers. And we got to do that well. We got to have a good rest defense. So we're not caught on a bad spot.
I was at the FC Dallas preseason game. Looked like the chemistry was great. Looked like the team was very together in its movements up and down the field. Maybe you can shed a little light on preseason and how it's gone. A lot of new coaches, a lot of new players. That always is a difficult thing, but is an exciting thing, I guess, in the same way.
Yes, it is. There was a lot of new things that we had to learn. And adapt. The first games was, I think that's where we had to do it. We had to adapt and see the things that we need to improve on, the things that was our strength. And I think this last preseason game against Dallas was a very good game where everybody was trusting each other with the ball and very compact and choosing the moments to press and when to defend a little bit lower. And of course, there are things that we still need to improve to get the right moments, when to press and when not to, and not to get caught up with the high line, because that could be dangerous as well. And I think the coaching staff is doing a great job on that, and the players as well, because it's a lot of new information that we had. And I think we're improving well, and that last game was a good picture of it.
I don't think anybody, any team in MLS, and I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but I don't think there's any team that expects to be perfect on opening day. You know, the first game of MLS is important, no doubt. You want to get off to a good start for your fans, for yourselves. On the other hand, we do know how long the season is. You know, how do you approach this first game and make sure, you know, it's kept in a realistic place?
Yeah, I think first we got to start the game with the right mentality that we want to win, and that we are not there just to defend or just to play a game. We had an objective and we got to fight for it, because as you say, the league, like, nobody going to give it to us. It's very difficult. Everybody wants to win, but we got to want it more. And I think we got to go there to play well, but also knowing that Cincinnati is a good team, as like every team in MLS now, it's such a high quality now, every team. And of course, there are moments that we got to need to defend, but when we have the ball, we got to keep it and connect passes and find the spaces where we can create a goal as well. So I think that's our goal. It's to defend the strengths, but also I think exploit the weaknesses.
You've been in that rivalry match with Columbus and Cincinnati. Columbus, obviously, you guys winning an MLS Cup. You're kind of the kings of Ohio back in the day when you were on that team. You know, guys like Brandon Vasquez, Brenner, Luciano Acosta, you're very familiar with these guys and their habits. How much do you think about the guys you're going to be playing against, you know, from the standpoint of analyzing them so that you can get the edge on them?
I think we got to pay attention the whole week we have to prepare. We got to know that there are players that can unbalance the game if they have little space. And we got to deny all the space that came from them. But of course, there are moments that it's going to happen. They're going to have the ball and they're going to break it. But we got to know how to react well and close the spaces and defend. And Acosta, Brenner, I know them well. Vasquez, Brenner was my teammate in São Paulo. And of course, I played against him for a long time, and I know the quality. And it's difficult, but I think we're preparing well. And if we do what we'll be training every day on the Saturday, I think we have a big chance of getting result over there.
Two more questions here with Dynamo midfielder Artur. Really looking forward to watching him this weekend. Artur, talk a little bit about your coach, Ben Olsen, and kind of how he coaches, and adjusting to another coach and a different coach is always something a player has to do, right?
Yeah, it is. You got to adapt. I think I've said that word a lot here, but that's how things go. When you have something new going on, you got to adapt and adjust. Ben is a really, really good guy, a great coach. I think everybody it's buying the idea very well, and it's still things that they're showing us new things, and I think with time we're gonna improve even more, and I think the whole team is prepared for that. So I think the whole coaching staff is doing a good job, and we gotta keep working together to keep improving and to achieve bigger things this season.
Artur, last one. I can't let you go without just mentioning the great Pelé, so symbolic of Brazilian football and, you know, amongst all those great stars. But his recent passing, I was fortunate to meet him twice during my lifetime as a Brazilian. When you heard that Pelé had passed, how did that affect you, and what did you think of?
It was a little sad, very sad moment. You know, Pelé was like the biggest idol we had in football in Brazil. And I think in like in the whole world, Pelé was the image of football. And like to know that he was suffering for a long time and that the moment has come, and it was really difficult. But it's at least comforting to know that he left like a very big career in the soccer and the football, and it's a guy that made us Brazilians really proud. So it was everybody used him as proud of being Brazilian, and to have him know that he's away now, it's sad, but it's also, it's a moment, of, not a moment, but it's a symbol of pride for the Brazilian people.
Yeah, it does seem like there is an empty space, not knowing he's still present. You know, obviously, you're a younger man, you're only 26 years old, but when was your first, you know, as a young person, when did you first learn of Pelé and what he meant to Brazil and football?
I think since a kid I heard about him, but like I never saw him play. And I think when the time was passing and the internet was easier, you could just like watch videos and everything on your phone, and you start to see the things that he has done and all his numbers on his career. It makes him even greater. And I think like with time, when I was like getting older and getting to know the history a little bit more and seeing some videos, It was amazing what he did back in the time.
Amazing man, amazing player, amazing impact on the world. Artur, best of luck against Cincinnati. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us here tonight on Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.